Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rear Naked Radio, your weekly MMA review show right here at rearnakedradio.net. I am Paul Scorcher-Laporte. With me, as always, my co-host Jeff Shooter Graham, and joining us in the studio today, Jamie Lang, who has requested that we call her by her new nickname of Meat Stick.
Meat Stick!
Well, I didn't request it, but...
It was requested.
Meat Stick.
Jamie,
it's
Meat Stick.
VA.
Joining us on... What?
What?
Nothing. Sorry.
It's pretty VA, as in badass. Yeah, it's not bad, for sure. I like it. It's no Pinto, but hey.
Hey, you know.
Blake Bowman is actually currently in the bathroom, but he will be joining us fresh back from his 2010 Smoky White Devil World Tour.
Way to keep it professional, Paul. That's what he asked for.
That's right.
Nice. And,
Derek Kenny is not with us today. He unfortunately tested positive for a banned substance. And is undergoing an athletic commission suspension, so he'll be joining us again next week.
This is a very auspicious show.
Auspicious?
Yes, like that. It's my big word. I got my word
That's
of the day.
That's your big word? Of all the big words in the world, that one is specifically yours?
Be
auspicious?
Auspicious.
Be quiet.
Jeff Auspicious Graham.
That's nice, man. Real nice. Real funny. Real cute. You're a real piece of work.
Go on.
This is the last time you guys are ever going to hear Rear Naked Radio.
Is it today? Is it this the last time?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Sure.
Sure, why not?
Yep.
I just said it, so it must be true.
I guess so.
Right.
We're retiring. We're just not going to do the show anymore.
That's right. That's right. We're not retiring. We're just not going to do the show anymore. Exactly.
As of this week, is officially no more.
Yes, we've decided to go a different direction. We're still going to cover MMA. We're still going to keep the same crew of people that we have now.
We're going to have a show specifically dedicated to Tito Ortiz and Jenna Jameson. That's all we're going to do. We're going to narrow it down a little bit.
Nice.
It's going to be called OxyContin Radio.
Oh,
we got to talk about that on this show, too.
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
I continue on in all seriousness because this is important.
Yes. Anyway, we have decided to step away from the Rear Naked Radio name because there's plenty of Rear Faked Radios out there, and we don't want to be confused with them. The new name of the show will be Rings Radio, and it'll basically be the same, except that we have joined a partnership with Unfiltered MMA. You can reach them at unfilteredmma.com, and within the next week or two, we're going to be they're going to be hosting us. So,
that's right.
Booyah.
Yeah, we're not sure. We're not sure if it's going to be the next show or the show after that.
Right.
But for all you people who are getting us through Podomatic, you will have to go over to Unfiltered MMA to catch the show from now on. I don't know how, if you're subscribing through iTunes, if that's going to stay the same or if that's going to change. So I'm going to have to – actually, that probably will change. You'll probably have to resubscribe through Unfiltered MMA because the RSS feed is going to change. So there's some big changes coming through for Rear Naked Radio, Rings Radio now, I guess. God, that's going to take me forever. We've been doing Rear Naked Radio for 3 years. It's going to take me forever to get used to.
It's a long time.
Yeah. So
it's got a nice ring to it.
It does. You know, we've been toying with that name forever, and we decided to pull the trigger on it, I guess, a little earlier than I thought. I thought we were going to wait a couple weeks.
Well, you are men.
Yeah. Why wait? Just do it now.
That's true. Big changes here at Rings Radio. Feels the same
also,
to me.
Yeah, it does. No change for Blake. We're
also,
still a show that he'll occasionally join from time to time.
I mean, going earlier than planned. That feels the same to me.
That's true.
Well, that's what I said. You are men. You guys usually do kind of.
Wow. Damn.
Womp, womp, womp. How's my lunch coming?
Earlier than usual.
Fix me a turkey pot pie.
I'll limp on out to the kitchen and get it.
You do that. You're going to be limping a lot more.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Jesus. Well,
anyway,
you know, we were going to get to the Tito and Jenna stuff later.
Yeah.
Let's continue on with our...
Hope that leg injury occurred during childbirth.
or
while sidestepping a voting booth.
Damn it, I've got to thank the sponsors. Shut up.
Yes.
Shutting up.
Ground and Pound Promotions, brand new sponsor. We want to welcome them aboard, part of the Rings family.
That's right. Welcome aboard.
Check about it. GroundandPoundUSA.com. And pretty much all their events coming up, I'll pretty much be at. I don't know about Derek Kenny. He may be there if his car's running. And, so welcome aboard, guys. Ground and Pound Promotions, GroundandPoundUSA.com. That's a mouthful. Okay.
Yes.
Check them out.
Yes, check them out, please.
Best MMA promotion in the Michigan, Ohio area.
Well, State Michigan, they're not even in Ohio.
They don't do Ohio. Well, when they go into Ohio,
then they'll be the best.
Then they'll be the best.
Exactly.
They'll be the best.
That's exactly. True. Okay. So, yes, of course, we're going to have the Tito and Jenna Madness that we will weigh in on today. We'll be going over UFC 113, the much, much anticipated rematch between Mauricio Shogun Hua and Lyoto the Dragon Machida.
Thank you, Joe Rogan.
Plenty of other very exciting fights on that card as well. And speaking of exciting fights coming up, we are going to be having Dean Thomas joining us on the show, who in just two short weeks will be taking on former boxing champion and all-around carcinogenic figure, Ricardo Mayorga.
Wow.
All right.
So we'll be having him on the show to discuss that, the battle of words and throwing of fists between the two already before they've ever stepped into the cage. And we'll have him talk about some other things in his career as well, I'm sure.
All right. Anybody else got anything else to say?
have any of you guys ever talked to Dean before?
No.
This is the first time we've had Dean on the show, yeah.
All right, well, we're in for it.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, those of you who don't know, Dean also trains at ATT, where our own Blake Bowman trains. So,
And he owns his own ATT as well.
Yes. Yes. I found that out today.
Yeah.
It's foreboding.
Foreboding.
Right.
Rings Radio will expand your mind and your vocabulary.
That's right.
Auspicious.
Right. Auspicious.
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 What does that mean?
Speaking of auspicious,
that's a good woman. You don't read.
All right. Let's move on. It's now time for the most auspicious part of our show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sack. It's May 2nd, 2010. I'm Jeff Shooter Graham, and this is Shooter Sack, brought to you this week by our good friends at Ohio Martial Arts. Check them out at ohiomartialarts.com for a more traditional approach to mixed martial arts. Here we
Hell
go.
Yeah.
Matt Mitrione is not planning on being Kimbo's punching bag.
Oh, blah, Kimbo's punching bag.
Next story. No. Hey. He basically just said, Kimbo bring lot of ratings to tough. I say good for Kimbo. Kimbo, cool-ass dude. Kimbo humble and have good work ethic. I was impressed with Kimbo and have nothing bad to say about him whatsoever. However, I will punch his face off.
Did you say punch his face off?
No, he didn't. I added his face off, but everything else. He said, he's like, I'm excited. I'm long. I'm strong. I'm athletic. I'm
it's long to get the friction on. So,
fellas, yeah.
Wow.
Says his cardio is good. He sees no drawbacks to this fight. He thinks Kimbo will be making a mistake, engaging him in a stand-up battle, blah, blah, blah. Speaking of Kimbo, Blake, you see him from time to time. Without going too into detail, what kind of shape is Kimbo in?
Shape? Good shape,
yes.
Man. Kimbo's always going to be in good shape, man. He works works hard and works at a weird time, I guess. He kind of comes in different tough. So is there a bird in the back?
Yeah, I was going to say, what is that squeaking?
That's my bird, sorry.
You have a bird. That's
of course
awesome.
Of course you do.
Of course. Shouldn't you be cooking it for dinner?
If I could catch a damn thing.
I'll try to
catch up. What? Yeah, Kimbo's going to be in awesome shape, for sure. For the
bird.
Hopefully a lot better than last time. I'm not saying anything about that. Well, I would never speak ill of a teammate, but he looked a little tired.
A little sleepy.
little dozy.
Okay, let's moving on.
It does explain the beard, because apparently he's one of the seven dwarves, and his name is Sleepy.
No,
there's seven of them?
Yeah. Right. I don't know.
Disney references are not working for you today.
I guess not.
All right.
Let me just scratch Thuggy. Off the.
Thuggy. He's Thuggy. He's Thuggy, the eighth dwarf.
Thuggy the eighth.
Chuck Liddell figured Tito Ortiz would not fight him. He just wanted TV time. This is from Men's Fitness. It's hard for me to say. He does say one thing interesting. He says, other than the fact that Rich Franklin's a southpaw, there's not much difference between him and Tito Ortiz.
Really?
Really?
Apparently, really? Chuck Liddell has never seen a Rich Franklin or Tito Ortiz fight.
I'm a little surprised to hear him say this. Chuck goes on to say that his training is right on top. He's changed nothing of his game plan because he
Exactly. I've changed nothing of my game plan in the last 15 years. Let me continue to steal your boxing coach away from you, American Top Team, so that I can come out and put my hands by my waist. Will Bob better chase me? Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm a little surprised at the Franklin thing. Comparing Rich Franklin to Tito Ortiz,
so that's
is a little
fighting.
Surprised.
I mean, did I miss that?
Yeah.
Tito's out. Well, you were out of fighting country. Rich Franklin. Tito is out. We don't know why. They're not going to tell us until like the 10th week of the Ultimate Fighter or something. But there's apparently some health related issue that happened before all this drama with his girlfriend, whatever she is, and
his wife. And aren't they married? Didn't they get married?
No, they're not. They're not married. I thought they were, but I was wrong. So.
And they have children. WWJD.
Yes.
Oh, yes. God forbid anyone
love
ever be a
single and marriage, love and... Oh, man. Imagine a remake of Married with Children with Tito and Jenna.
Oh, my God.
That would be amazing.
But Jenna pretty much so is Kelly, right? So she would...
A little bit, yeah.
That would be really weird then. Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to see Tito selling shoes. I think that'd be...
With his hand down his pants.
Tiki would be Bud. Oh, it'd be amazing.
Tiki's running around the house. Yeah. All right. Uriah Faber is staying at 145. I didn't hear he was leaving.
Well, they wanted him to go down to bantamweight, and he said no.
Yeah, he said he'd go down for a super fight.
Yeah. He should go down for a career. You're going to walk around it in 156.
Yeah.
Word.
Man, he could go down to bantamweight and finally get that you know, so I don't have to look at that Cruz guy bounce around and smile anymore and touch gloves all the time. And so, you know, he could finally get rid of him and then be the champion until Jose Aldo cuts those last 5 pounds and takes that belt too.
It's going to happen. Yep. Let's see here. Jason Mayhem Miller. Is he getting a raw deal?
Yes.
You think
whatever,
so?
Whatever it is, yes.
They're saying it looks like Mayhem Miller's going to be the fall guy for the now famous post Dan Henderson Jake Shields melee involving the Diaz brothers and Gilbert Melendez. Miller was scheduled to fight Robbie Lawler, which would have been a great fight, but now Lawler will be taking on Renato Babalu Sobral.
Snap.
Oh, really? They pulled Miller from that? Oh, man. Wow, that's crap. Yeah, he's totally getting a raw deal.
Coker felt like he had to make a bold move. Now, keep in mind, Scott Coker has not come out in the public and said one word about any of this. He has refused to comment on the situation at all. But what he has done is officially he pulled Miller from the fight, and he is suspending him.
Wow. And what about Shields? And
nothing.
Nothing.
Shields' contract is up.
Yeah, there's nothing
he
can
do. Okay,
well
then Melendez and the Diaz brothers, who assaulted somebody who had never struck them or thrown a punch or anything... They assault the man and they're gonna get away no problem.
Yeah.
Mm.
Awesome. Yeah. He's totally getting the raw end of the deal.
Nope.
It's crap. That is such garbage. Not saying what he did was a smart move, but for Christ's sakes, I mean,
he didn't throw a punch.
No, he was trying to hype the fight.
Yeah.
You know, and he got assaulted and he never threw a punch. Yeah.
Wow.
Mayhem. You want to come on the show, buddy, and tell your side. You give us a call, man.
Oh, whatever. He's always like, yeah, man, I'm totally down for being on the show. It's going to be awesome. Woo! Then we call him, and he doesn't answer his phone. Oh, man, I was just making a sandwich. I'm sorry. I missed you guys. Call me back.
That's
what
he says.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I'm done with Jason. I'm through with you. All right. Crow Cop knows. Oh, go ahead, sir.
We've all said that before.
Yeah, we've all said
that. I just can't quit you, Mayhem.
Brokeback Mayhem.
Brokeback Mayhem.
Are people still surprised that that actually happened, though? I hope not.
That what happened?
That the brawl itself happened. Like, they can't be surprised about that.
Surprised? I'm not really surprised.
I'm surprised CBS didn't turn the cameras off or something.
And I'm surprised that Mayhem's getting punished for being assaulted.
Yeah. Well,
didn't he start it?
How did he start it?
He should not have gone into the cage. That was a mistake. Yeah. It was rude and it was disrespectful to interrupt Jake, but he never laid a finger on anybody.
He never touched anybody, yeah.
And I mean, I'll put it this way. I've been in a corner in a UFC fight more than a couple times and a WEC fight. Unless you and I've been in the corner and I know everybody that works there, and they won't let you inside the cage unless you have the proper clearance. Now, of course, Mayhem had the clearance. He'd already fought and he'd been there earlier with Mo. So, I'm from Atlanta too. I've been around Jason before I was ever fighting. I'm not going to say that I haven't seen him talk his way into places he wasn't supposed to be, because he's that kind of guy. But, If Coker wants to sit back and say his only official statement that I've seen is we had nothing to do with it, Jason should not have been in the cage, well, then maybe he should look towards the people that have kept everybody else out of the cage that wasn't supposed to be in there as well, that right. allowed him to go in. And as I said, I'm sure that he talked his way into the cage. You know, this is the same guy that got on probation in Atlanta and then left to go to Hawaii and then was arrested for breaking into his ex-girlfriend's house and beating up her new boyfriend or whatever all that was about. So let's not automatically write him off as such an innocent little guy standing there who's not capable of instigating trouble with a street gang from Stockton. But I mean there's some responsibility that has to fall on there, because I've been down in the cage, and if anybody knows anything, it's that Blake, Cole, and Micah are always together, but one time I didn't have my appropriate credential to get in the cage, and I was stopped at the door and told to wait and meet him on the other side of the cage after a fight. So I don't know. I still think that there's not something fishy about it. If they're going to take him out of a fight that had already been planned and suspend him and whatever else, I don't know. I'm upset about that.
All right. Let's see. Moving right along, Mirko Krokop knows UFC 115 fight is a must win.
Not the other ones, though.
Yeah, the other ones, not so much. But this one, he has to win. It's against Pat Barry, and he was quoted as saying,
"So tough."
Yeah, he's like, "We're working hard on just about every part of the game. After so many years in the sport, some things need improvements, but some things are just as good as they ever were. I've always been more comfortable with striking, but now I do a lot more groundwork, takedowns, throws, and other stuff. You can expect some new exciting techniques from me, that's for sure. Can't wait to see those."
If he does anything, it will be new and exciting from his last fight.
Flying armbar. Well, his last fight, he caved the guy's skull in.
He managed to win the last one. But the Dos Santos.
The guy that he poked in the eye? No.
No.
No, 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 no.
It was the huge cut he opened up on the guy.
Oh, the guy. In Australia, that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the Australian fight. I forget who he was fighting, though.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
I had to sit there and watch the Dos Santos fight live. Like, I couldn't change the channel for 20 minutes.
I keep closing my eyes and this fight is in my head.
Anthony Parash.
Yeah, Parash.
Parash. You want to talk about a raw deal? Look at that guy.
Yeah, you got to fight Krokop on 6 days notice or whatever. Yeah.
Have fun.
Says the competition is really strong nowadays. These young lions are talented, well-rounded, and hungry. That's what makes them dangerous. Now, Barry is young but very talented. I've seen his fights. I need to win this. It is important for my future in the UFC. It should be a good fight, and I'm sure we will deliver an action-packed fight. Now, the fact that he said anything is amazing, because for the most part, Krokop doesn't talk to anyone when about the UFC.
Hates fans.
He practically just – well, I don't know about that. I mean,
I do.
Just, really? You think he just hates the fans?
Yeah, hates talking to people.
All right, which is weird because he's in used to be in Croatian Parliament. Yeah. How do you feel about that, Mr. Flipovic?
Change now.
I have nothing to say.
I
Let's see here.
Hey, fix the potholes.
Left high kicks. All in favor, left high kick. All opposed, right high kick. Cemeteries have it. Moving right along.
My God. Okay, I got this one from MMA News. I think I only used it because it was kind of funny. This huge article is like one sentence. Shane Del Rosario Camp says Bobby Lashley's ducking him. Says, I want to fight Lashley.
Who does?
That's it. Shane Del Rosario.
Yeah, sounds like a great fight. Let's jump right on that.
Yeah.
Who?
Uh-huh. What else?
So, Blake, as the unofficial spokesman for American Top Team, you would concur that Bobby Lashley is not ducking Jake Del Rosario?
Shane Del Rosario.
Whatever his name is.
I am not the official spokesman for ATT Altitude.
It's unofficial.
Oh, I'm not the unofficial spokesman for ATT Altitude or whatever the
where Lashley trains now. Yeah,
where Lashley opened his own gym and
what with a year and a half in the sport, I could see him doing it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
He's got that fat McMahon cash.
I don't know. I don't know what goes on up there. I have no idea.
I don't know what those people do.
They train at altitude, I guess, and they wrestle a lot, I'm sure.
Their gym is in the mountain.
Masvidal was telling me about it. He said it's a real nice facility, but it's really, really new. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how nice of a gym you have.
And if he told you any more than that, he would have had to kill you.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's right. It's a super secret.
If it's a new facility and you have your instructors and then a bunch of white belts, it's only so much you can do.
Yeah. Really. Oh, we shall see.
Okay,
but apparently,
coming up on August 1st,
apparently you can duck Shane Bella Rosario.
Apparently. Just never going to get his name right.
That's okay.
Where's Derek Kenny when we need him?
I was commentating a fight once, and I mispronounced the guy's name three different ways, and I never got it correct.
Were you working for Strikeforce at the time?
I was like, Chris Bienfinitos. At one point, I actually like stumbled around and really lost my self-confidence. Chris Bienfinitos. Coming into the cage here. He's wearing underwear, so this should be a quick fight.
He's weeping. He's weeping in the corner. Oh, Chris. They announced the August 1st on Versus card.
Versus? Good.
Yes, you guys hear about this?
What, UFC or WEC?
UFC. The next card is on August 1st on Versus. The main event is supposed to be Johnny Bones Jones and Vladimir Matyushenko.
Ooh, man, they're just saying let's get one-dimensional wrestlers that you can clean up, Bones Master, because you're now the Versus man.
Yeah, really. That's,
Captain Versus. Hey, Matyushenko's only lost 4 times since '97.
Oh, Matyushenko is a good fighter, but...
Yeah, he's a good fighter. He's not a good matchup for Johnny Bones Jones.
Exactly.
No.
He is the best wrestler that Johnny Bones Jones will have ever seen in his life, I guess. But that hasn't posed a problem to this point.
Right. That's true.
Yes, it is.
Is he better? You think Matyushenko's better than Matt Hamill?
Yeah.
All right.
At wrestling? Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. No. Oh my God! Oh, how did I miss this?
Into a Jewish woman.
Immediately.
No, how did I miss this? I mean,
holy crap!
Holy Australia!
Oh good Lord! Dolores, come check this out.
Harry.
All right. Apparently, Australia has become a hotbed for MMA as of late.
What is?
That's right, Australia.
Yeah, I got an email from a upstart promotion asking if I'd be interested in possibly fighting there. Actually,
was it Impact Fighting Championships? IFC?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, if it is. You should do it.
I mean, I took it seriously, but they didn't tell me the letters to represent their show.
All right. Well, anyway, July 10th. In Brisbane, Australia, this card for the IFC's.
I prefer to have it called
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Brisbane. Australia. On July 10th, the ballots are beginning to roll in. Of course, the first one we announced last week, Scorcho was very happy as he announced Josh Barnett would return to fighting.
Woohoo!
Against Geronimo dos Santos.
Was that? Did we talk about that last week?
You mentioned it like at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. Did I? I don't remember that at all.
You did. You did.
Last week's show out of my mind.
Well, to keep that whole role going of bringing back Josh Barnett against the MMA giant that is Geronimo, they've just signed tentatively Mark Coleman versus Ken Shamrock.
Oh God, no!
I don't want to be on that card anymore.
Sure, Shamrock's only been 3-7 out of his last 10 bouts, and is coming to the end of his career, and just coming off being banned for.
Is Australia where all old people go to get one last payday because they did that Hulk Hogan pro wrestling tour over there too? It's just like, it's like you're going to another planet almost. It's like, oh, they haven't seen us over here. Yeah, like, come on. All right,
well,
whatever.
Well, let's see here. I mean, so far in this card, I don't know a whole lot about Geronimo dos Santos, but
at least Shamrock won't have to worry about an athletic commission.
There's Shamrock, Coleman, and there's Barnett.
Or Barnett, yeah, exactly.
Or Barnett, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is going to be one of the best-looking cards ever.
Awesome.
Oh, man. Jas Koscheck. Okay, he's just telling everyone he's not looking past Paul Daly. He's no fool. Whatever.
That's a good idea.
I got some more news on the Strikeforce Brawl, but do we really care about that?
Is it anything interesting? Or
It's not really. Yeah, exactly. There's not really news.
All right, moving on.
They fought post fight melee, blah 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 blah. Strikeforce. Wait. There's a possibility that they're going to put a spanking on one of the Diazes.
Well, considering Nate's not under Strikeforce contract, I'm guessing it's going to be Nick.
Well, yeah.
Now, Cliffhanger, tune in next week to find out which Diaz brother's getting punished.
Okay, he was told that his request to fight at the June 26th card in San Jose has been turned down.
Yo, why can't I fight?
Oh, wow.
However, bitch.
That's losing a big draw, though. I don't know how good a business that is. Yeah.
Yeah, that really is. He's still going to go fight at Dream 14.
Whatever, throw good. Kung Lee in there. It'll be the same thing.
Throw who in there?
Kung Lee.
Oh.
Yeah. Bye-bye, Elite XC Junior.
Same deal.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Does anybody else want to see the text messages from Dana White to Nate that goes, hey, start some shit and mess up this broadcast and I'll adjust your contract?
I would love to see that.
Welcome to Conspiracy Theory Radio.
You don't think this is real, but it is. Okay. Finally, on the sack, we have the Tito Ortiz, Jenna Jameson, the train wreck meant to be.
Oh, goodness.
Part one.
TMZ magically shows up outside.
Of course they did. TMZ. Which stands for I Wish I Had a Machine Gun.
It's like, do they just have, like, little lights on the walls that go off when random people start slapping their girlfriends? I mean, is this...
Obviously not.
Maybe Jenna's dad, who allegedly called the police.
Called TMZ
call,
instead.
Called TMZ.
Yo, we gotta get down here.
Now.
Do you remember in like a Lethal Weapon where they teed into the phone line so whenever someone tried to call 911 they could intercept the call?
Right.
That's what TMZ has done.
911, please state the nature of your emergency.
There's been a domestic dispute. Is one of them famous? Oh, please hold. Never mind.
Or sort of.
More or less famous.
Is one of them kind of famous? One of them been banged out by a lot of guys.
Oh my God! Jamie just fell down the stairs. She's gone. She's gone. Sorry.
What the hell was that?
I don't know what that. Oh my God!
You don't know what that was? I don't know.
The bird came down here and attacked the dog. The dog freaked out, hit the ladder, and the ladder fell on the dining room table.
Ladder? Why in the hell is there a ladder in your dining room?
Like a Tom and Jerry.
I was trying to get the birds. I was trying to get the birds so they'd shut up and leave so that I could do this. And
with the ladder?
Yeah.
So you were on the ladder? Yeah.
With one leg. Facing the bird, trying to protect the show.
Yes. We got so distracted last week with the kids, so I wanted it nice and quiet. I sent everybody away and they
Yeah.
That's dedication. I sent the kids to foster care, and now
I locked the kids outside with this damn bird. So I grabbed the ladder. Of course, then the bird dive bombed the dog, who knocked over the ladder, which fell on the dining room table, which set off the mouse.
I'm just going to sit here and shut up and just...
Don't worry, all the ambiance around you is making plenty of noise for the whole...
Oh my God, sorry.
If you could time your animals to attack at the proper moment, it would really be...
Right?
Although this is during the domestic dispute, so this is actually... We have live recording at the Tito Ortiz household during the altercation.
Bang, crash.
Where's my pills?
Where'd you get the Oxycontin?
Poor dog, I think he just crapped himself. Sorry.
Awesome. Bringing new highs to our first time as Rings Radio.
This is our last show as Rear Naked Radio. We're going out with a bang. Literally. A crash and a bang and a boom.
Well, at least they're not in the room anymore. So.
And a crap.
And a crap. And a big...
Mission accomplished.
So we got the Tito.
Okay, Tito, Jenna Jameson. TMZ shows up just as the cops too. It was allegedly an altercation, and at least they had enough time. You swear to God that TMZ is like, okay, could you just wait till we get our cameras set up before you bring him out? Because they bring Tito out, and he's got like a nylon jacket on over him that's zipped up, but his arms aren't in it.
Was it a Punishment Athletics jacket?
No, it was not.
Oh.
It was
no.
Like a Nike jacket. But yeah, that was...
Oh, sure. The one time he's on TV, they doesn't want to push Punishment Athletics. Jeez.
Wait, it's Punishment. Board shorts on.
Oh, okay. Okay, at least he's
punishing Jenna for her transgressions.
That's right. Well, he walks out.
Read shit.
So he goes out. They put him in the car. He doesn't say anything. Very soon afterwards, Jenna comes out with her dad. TMZ bum rushes her at her getting into her Escalade. But I'm sure Tito probably. Well, you know, I can't say Tito paid for it.
Oh, she probably bought that herself.
Yeah, she's got more money than Tito. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And she's weeping, and I just can't talk about it right now, but I'm going to go press charges. Okay, I can't talk about it right now.
But I'm going to talk about
I'm
it right now.
Press charges. That's all I'm going to say. Tito's in jail overnight. He posts his own $25,000 bail, gets out the next day, immediately has a press conference. It should be noted that Jenna's dad, Larry Mescoli, is the one who called the police initially. He also went to the jailhouse, brought Tito some more clothes, I assume with the Punishment logo on them.
I assume so.
And also gave him
Crime
a ride.
And Punishment Athletics.
Anyway, he also drove Tito to the press conference where Tito tearfully said he never laid a hand on Jenna. The altercation was because she's addicted to Oxycontin and has been for the better part of a year. And this
better
all work out. He only cares about her well-being and the well-being of his kids and family, and he hopes people understand that, and his real fans would understand that he would never hit
and
a woman.
The well-being of Punishment Athletics.
Yeah, let's not forget that.
Well, that is like one of his children.
It should be.
Yeah, that's the good child.
Since then,
it's not half whore.
Jenna has changed.
Ow!
Yeah, half whore. I don't know. Maybe. 100%.
Yeah.
Funny whore and poor whore.
As of now, both Tito and Jenna, who, by the way, there's a 30-day
no compete clause.
No, there's a 30-day.
They can't go screw anybody else for 30 days.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
That's so hard. Just so hard.
That's what she said.
Oh! All right. Anyway. They're both saying it's been a terrible misunderstanding. They can't have any contact for 30 days, an automatic restraining order because it's a domestic case.
Tito can't punch her for 30 days.
A couple days ago, Jameson had this to say. She said, "I am completely shocked." She told the website, "Tito is a loving, sweet man, and I've always supported him through everything. For him to lash out at me like this is shocking. I feel completely betrayed, and I feel bad for my children.
Completely betrayed.
That's what she said a few days ago. The most recent statement says what actually happened has been dramatically distorted and misinterpreted. The remarks that both Tito and I made to the police after they arrived reflect the state of shock we were both in. Allegedly, and this is both parties, well, not Tito is saying he found some Oxycontin in Jenna's pants.
That's all we're no found. Doubt not on her at the time.
Yeah. He confronted her. She said something that was very hurtful and bruising.
You got a big head, asshole.
She attacked his ear, which I'm sure would have something to do with
you
his...
can't take Chuck down.
Oh, my
you can't beat Chuck down. You're a
I'll
pussy.
Take you down. That's it, Rich. Come here.
She's alleging at this point that he shoved her and she flew into a shower stall or into the shower door and it tore her shoulder, which is funny because days later she was seen wearing an elbow brace. So I don't know what the deal is, but
by the arm bone. You don't know the song?
Yeah, I guess
I
didn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, Jamie, I'm glad you're on the show. As a woman.
Okay.
What is your opinion on all this?
Trick question. You can't have one. Woman, go in the kitchen and cook something.
You're hilarious.
What is your opinion?
I don't.
It doesn't matter what your opinion is.
Shut up and let the woman talk, for Christ's sakes.
One of them, really. So I think they get what they deserve personally, and they're made for each other. But
God, I did hear
the woman's point of view. Fuck them both.
Pretty much.
They
belong together.
I did hear
call that.
Jealous. I did hear
jealous.
That jealous. Jenna's
jealous.
Oh,
jealous.
Okay. No.
How big is your husband's head?
I don't have a husband.
Well. there goes that entire idea.
Try again.
Okay. I did hear afterwards that the toxicology reports on Jenna Jameson came back completely clean, 100% negative for all recreational drugs, weed, pot, oxy, whatever, nothing. Uppers, downers, lefters, righters, you know.
What world do we live in where Oxycontin is considered a recreational drug?
That's another show. But so who's in the wrong here? Who did what and why? Is Jenna lying or is Tito lying?
I think Tito's lying.
Who's lying more? Because they're probably both lying to some
they're
extent.
Probably both lying, yeah.
But who's
Jenna
lying?
Made a career out of lying.
Exactly.
Wrong lying. Different kind of lying.
Exactly.
I honestly think Tito probably is lying the least.
Really?
You think so?
I really do. Yeah, I don't see him hitting her. I mean, yelling at her, sure, maybe.
He pushed her through a shower stall.
Yeah.
The double leg and...
And see, that's what you get for being rich. Us regular folks, salt of the earth, we have shower curtains, and those don't ever cut your shoulder.
Nope.
I have a shower stall.
Shut up, rich boy.
I have two. So, sorry.
They're not daddy's money.
I'm fabulous.
I wouldn't be surprised if she attacked him and he pushed her off him.
Well, you know what? Honestly, the one thing that made sense is when somebody reported that she attacked his ego. Tito has a monstrous ego, and he's proven time and time again.
Almost as big as his head.
It's really easy to hurt his feelings, and I could see her just, especially if she's always been supportive, and one time she's just like, you know what, you suck as a fighter, you're no good in bed, and you're fucking good, and your head is big. He'd be like,
and you're a horrible coach, our kids being ugly is your fault.
Yeah, it's your fault our kids are totally unattractive.
And you know what, I've stepped over, I've never seen their children, I don't know what they look like.
Nobody jerks off to you, Tito.
Oh!
Wow!
I know for a fact that's not true.
Well, what about
me? You know for a fact?
I know for a fact that's not true.
Not even me.
Okay.
I close my eyes and pretend you're Chuck at night.
Hey, would you put on this mohawk?
Would you walk out naked, please?
I need you to smell like beer when you climb on top of me.
And call me Hack.
Call me Hack. That don't check. Oh, good
time. If your eyes could get really wide and your hands could be punched up by your face like you're in the middle of a fight, that'd be great.
Oh,
crap.
Woo! Matt Hughes has a new house. If anyone wants to know it, I have the address.
Dose. Let's go. Road trip.
He probably won't be real thrilled, but I know where Matt lives.
Let me guess.
That's funny. Road trip.
Let's see. Anything else before? Anybody else want to say anything about Tito or anything?
I guess the biggest story out of all this is whether or not, because I don't think he's going to go to jail, but whether or not he's going to get caught. Dana's intimated that if Tito did in fact do what they were alleging he did, he's going to cut him.
He didn't intimate it. He straight out said, "Yeah, if he's guilty, he's done."
Right. This is if. You know, that was back when it first came out, you know, when people thought, you know, Tito, you know, threw a punch at her or whatever. I mean, if he shoved her, yeah, you know, maybe there's a little bit of leeway for that. But like I said, I don't, you know, if
this, as you know, the bitch had it coming.
Exactly. But I don't see this going all the way through court. I don't see anybody going. I don't see Tito going to jail over this. So this is the ultimate ramification is whether or not he stays with the UFC. And if he doesn't. If his fighting career is just done, or if he's going to try and make a go at Strikeforce or wherever.
One last thing I have, this just out, breaking news. Nate Marquardt needs somebody to fight because Alessio Sakara is out.
I'll do it.
You're going to fight Marquardt?
Bring it on.
All right. Is there a reason why?
Line it up. I don't know. I just figured, I'll fight anyone.
All right.
Make it happen. Shooter line up.
Sakara's father, unfortunately, has passed away.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, and so he's not going to be able to train to compete in July. So.
His partner, his training partner?
What?
Father. Oh,
his
father.
Father.
His partner.
Father.
I thought he said his partner. This was, I'll say this is a little vague, but his father, that sucks too.
Father. Oh, you were all upset because it was his training partner?
First I said partner, so I wasn't sure if it was like his...
His life partner?
I know that about Alessio Sakara. But regardless, father, training partner, gay lover, dying, all sad. Best wishes, Alessio.
Aww.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
But I'll step in and fight Nate Marquardt for you. So, it's all good. Shooter, line it up.
Yeah, I'll get right on that, man.
Go for it.
You going to be able to cut down to 185?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, why not? Yeah, all right. Well, unless somebody has anything else important to say, why don't you go ahead and hit that
music.
We
haven't had anything important to say for the last half hour.
Yeah, I've been going. Oh, man, I should probably let our guests know we're going to call them in a few.
Probably should. Wouldn't be a bad idea. So, we given old Dino a call right now, or we
Dinero.
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 Should we just have fun and call him Yeeves? Just no.
hi, is this Steve Edwards?
Is this Steve
Edwards?
I start getting choked.
Slick.
The only man who can do a triangle through the phone. No, I don't think I'll do that. Yeah, man. Sure, I'll start it. Why not?
So we calling him now, or we want to wait a little bit, make sure he's receptive?
Well, I informed him 30 seconds ago we're calling him, and he hasn't responded yet.
All right, I guess we'll stall for time a little bit. Now, you know, and this is a good thing to stall for time with. I saw an article in, I think it was a Sacramento newspaper, saying that Uriah Faber should retire.
Yeah, he was talking about that on Inside MMA, too.
Yeah. So guy takes one ass kicking and he should. They were saying like, oh, he's been performing poor in his last few performances, completely, you know, disregarding his last fight before Aldo, you know, and all the fights he's had before that where he didn't fight somebody named Mike Brown or Jose Aldo. I don't know. I mean, that's a little alarmist. I agree. Maybe Faber should consider a move either. Down or probably just down. I don't think he's going to go up to 155 again.
No, he doesn't seem to want to
retire.
Yeah,
he walks around at 155. Why would he want to make that move?
Well, he fought Frankie Edgar at 155, I believe.
Tyson Griffin.
Is it Tyson Griffin? Yeah.
It was one of the other wrestlers that bounce around, smile a lot, throw really fast, loud punches that don't do a whole lot of damage, and take you down to half guard and dry hump you to not get stood up.
So was Eve Edwards.
Another one of the dozens of people who are ruining lighter weights. Whatever.
Wow. So you're not a fan of Frankie Edgar then?
Of that style. I'm just not a fan of that. Go out here and bounce around and not really know how to box and not really know jiu-jitsu, but know how to throw kind of fast-looking, loud punches that don't do damage and go shh a lot. Know just enough jiu-jitsu to be sweaty so that you don't get armbarred right away, and just do enough to not get stood up, and then like get back up and bounce around and, oh, you landed a jab and I landed a jab too? Cool, let's touch gloves again. Get the fuck out of here with all that and fight, man. Learn jiu-jitsu. Submit people. Let's go. Sorry, what?
Yes.
Sorry, what?
All right.
I don't know where I went just then. How's that for killing time until Dean texts you back?
Oh, he hit me back a long time ago, man. He said, Roger that.
Roger that. Nice. So,
copy.
10-4, good buddy.
Yaha.
You heard me?
You heard
me?
You know.
Trap Jesus.
Don't do the Frank Trigg thing.
I never would.
Dear Lord. What's wrong with you?
You're not in the black fraternity. You can't do that.
And Frank is?
Yeah. He's a Phi Beta Sigma. That's their call.
Is Blue it
Phi.
Really?
Yeah. Blue Phi, you know. Yep.
I swear to God, I had no idea. That's amazing. That shows you that I care very little for his existence on this planet.
Or black fraternities is what you're trying to say.
Shooter Jeff Shooter Graham is a racist bastard.
Who hates college.
That's just an uneducated racist bastard. He is audacious.
Auspicious.
Auspicious, not audacious.
Whatever.
Audacitatious Mississippi.
It is a perfectly cromulent word.
That's a good word.
All right, we ready to do this?
Noble spirit embiggens the smallest man.
I assume that's a yes. We'll give Dean a call.
Let's call Dean.
Tyrone Biggums.
Tyrone Biggums. You know Joe Rogan?
I wish.
God.
Hello.
Dean.
You.
Hey, it's Shooter. Welcome to Rear Naked Radio, buddy.
What's up, man? How you living?
Oh, slow and low and in Ohio. And alone.
Oh man, I feel bad for you. Then you in Ohio?
Yeah, I'm in Ohio, man. It's terrible.
Didn't they make that movie up there? That movie, about them crazy kids, them crazy little white kids out there. I forgot what it's called. Gummo. Yeah, Gummo.
Specific. There's been a lot of movies about crazy white kids in Ohio. I'm sure. You got to be more specific than that.
All right, let's just cut to the meat. Everybody, we have Dean Thomas on the line. Dean, you have a fight coming up for Shine Fight Promotions with Ricardo Mayorga, who seems to like to talk a lot of shit, although I can't really understand him.
Man, it ain't going to be no fight. It's going to be a shutout.
Yeah? Shutout. Break it down for us, man. Tell us all about it. What's going to happen?
I'm just going to go out there and beat him up. Basically, I'm going to do whatever I want, really. I'm gonna grab his head. I'm gonna knee him in his mouth. Then I'm gonna, I don't know. Then I'm gonna let him go on and jab him to death.
with a knife or your fist. Just want to be specific here because this is Mayorga we're talking about. Things could get a little rough.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? This dude is crazy. But you know what I'm saying? I'm crazy too. You know what I mean? I'm crazy too. So I got whatever he got. Say what?
Nothing. Just you're hitting buttons and stuff. You're just crazy, man. All right. Now, this is obviously a very big fight because Mayorga is a former boxing champion, a very, very well-known boxer. Probably with the with him and James Toney coming in, two of the biggest names to transfer over from boxing to mixed martial arts. Of course, a lot of people are saying that between the two of you, he's going to win the stand-up war because of his boxing training. Now, of course, the question in everybody's mind is, are you going to meet him toe-to-toe, or are you going to work on just using your obviously very superior ground game to just to run circles around him down there.
See, here's the thing that most people don't understand. I mean, like, I actually missed the fight last night, but from the account that I got of it, you know, Mayweather, you know, he put on a boxing clinic on Sugar Shane. And but did he stand toe-to-toe with him? I doubt it.
No, he did not.
Mayweather never stand toe-to-toe with nobody, but he beats everybody. And that's similar to what I'm going to do to my Orga. I'm not going to stand toe-to-toe, but I'm going to beat him. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to jab. I'm gonna dip. I'm going to dive. I'm going to shuffle. You know? I'm going to pot shot a little bit. I'm going to make that thing exciting.
I don't know. Personally, I'd rather see him scramble on the ground, man. I mean, it'd be one thing to shame him up top, but it'd be nicer to, like, have him locked in a heel hook or something and have him screaming.
Well, yeah, see, that too. But, you know, I mean, I really don't like the guy too much. But, you know, heel hooks could be very damaging. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. Like, that's the thing. Is like, he don't understand jiu-jitsu. So, like, I don't think he's going to tap. You know, I can get him in a heel hook, he won't tap. You know, I could probably, you know, have him out of commission for a while. If I get him in an arm bar, he ain't going to tap. So, like, you know, I feel like I should just beat him up, make him just, you know, want to quit.
Right, right.
No, you mentioned putting him out of commission if you were to do something like a heel hook. Do you think that if this fight goes your way and you do end up coming away with the victory, do you think Mayorga is going to continue on in mixed martial arts? Or do you think that he's just doing this for the quick payday, and if he loses, he's just going to go back to boxing with his tail between his legs or just retire from fighting altogether?
Well, you know what? Like, after it's all said and done with, you know what I mean, after I beat him, I might challenge him to a boxing match,
nice.
You know? So, like, you just, you know what I'm saying? Because I think it's only fair, you know? Like, I'm going to whoop him up in this, and then, you know, because then, you know, people going to say, oh, well, you know, he's not an MMA guy, he's a boxer. Then I'm just going to challenge him to a boxing match. So, like, he'll have to box after anyway, because I'm going to challenge him to a boxing match.
Now, if that went ahead and happened, do you think, I mean, already people, like, boxing enthusiasts are already going to try and write it off because you're a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. Everyone's pretty much saying, well, you know, if he wins, it's because, you know, he has skills that Mayorga doesn't have.
Oh, yeah, say, the bastard.
Yeah, that's, I know.
Martial arts, son.
What's he thinking about? But no, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's stupid, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he coming into my world. I mean, like, really, what do they want me to do? You know, not use the skills that I have? You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, I'm going to, you know, but I want to be as fair as possible to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, and play his game. But to my advantage, you know, I'm going to go ahead and kick and elbow and knee and all that stuff. You know, and because if we just going to box, then we might as well put the big gloves on. So, you know, if he want me to stand up with him, he got to at least let me kick.
Rounds.
Yeah, and do 3-minute rounds too, you know. But, you know, like I said, if he want me to just stand up, he got to let me kick. He got to let me elbow. He got to let me knee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise,
which actually, guys, I can go ahead and tell everybody that Dean's a very good boxer, man. Very, very crisp, clean boxer. I've seen it plenty of times in the gym, so for sure.
Yeah, I be throwing these hands, man. If anybody doubt me, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know where to find me. American
Thank
Top Team Force Hands.
Thank you for validating my statement. My statement, Dean. I've watched Dean put in work where he just, like, stops keeping his hands up and just works on slipping and sliding while Howard Davis goes, what? What?
Oh, my God. Dude, that's – where did you see that at? That's funny. Not a lot of people know about that Howard Davis didn't know. What?
I trained at ATT, Dean. This is Blake.
Blake Bowman tells us all the secrets of ATT, my friend.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's awesome.
This is Blake, Dean. I train with you, man.
Oh, man. I didn't know who was on. I didn't know who was on the line. I didn't even know.
Follow me around. Tell me stories about how
Yeah. Man, what's up? Blake, man, what's up, man? I ain't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, man. I just got back from Japan from Micah's fight, like, on Tuesday.
Oh, like, oh, no kidding, man. I don't even know how that went. Man, I've been in the cave, man. I've been training hard for this chump, but I mean, I don't even know what happened with Micah.
You've been in PSL, huh?
Yeah, I've been in PSL in the dungeon.
He lost a decision, but he put he put the smack down in the third, you know.
Yeah.
What? But
what?
Yeah, no, man. I said before that Dean could do a lot better in a boxing match than Mayorga's going to do in an MMA match, but.
But yeah, all those people that are talking all that about he's using skills that Miyagi doesn't have, that's like if Michael Phelps enters a triathlon and then goes, well, them other dudes are good at running and biking. I'm a swimmer. Well, then you can stick to swimming.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm solved. Hit the pool. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Jump in the pool.
What?
So, you know, I'm just going to, you know, I'm just doing this fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take this dude out, you know, make it look good, make it look pretty. You know what I'm saying? Get paid. Hit the strip club after. You know what I'm saying? You know how, you know how fighters do.
You can Thomas make it rain. I can't deny that.
Now, after after this fight, are you contracted for more fights for Shine Fights, or is this like a one-time deal? I mean, what do you got going on as far as that goes?
No, you know, like when I signed with them, I think I just signed for this one fight. But I'm gonna, you know, I like these guys, and I think that I'm gonna actually, you know, see if I can't work a deal out with them to get a few more fights. You know, whoever they got left on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And make it happen, you know, because these guys have all been real cool guys, real down to earth. As of right now, I'm sure Dana White was down to earth at one point too, but right now he's Dana. You know I'm playing, baby. But nah, you know these guys are real
boxing,
cool,
baby.
Real down to earth. And what's that?
When he was doing cardio boxing, maybe I don't.
True that.
Nice. But you know these guys are cool, man, and I like them. So I kind of want to stay with them for a little bit, help them out.
Yeah, no, are you going to just plan on, you know, making 145 your permanent home then?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what's funny is I'm doing this fight at 160. But 145
that's
is...
Not, oh, my yeah. press release said 145 for this, man.
Are you kidding me? He could
I'm dead serious. I just...
He'd have an easier time making 245.
Yeah, he looked a little... Looking a little heavy.
You think about ease.
Yeah, he...
Oh, man, you talking about ease. Dead,
man. Oh, damn. That's why I didn't ask you about the cowboy hat.
Nah, this fight's going to be at 160. There's no way he could have made 145 for this fight.
All right. Wow.
Not with all that beer.
No cerveza, por favor.
Wow.
All right, so Perfect World, you've gone out. You've defeated him any way, which way you want. What do you want to do next? Who do you want to fight? Is there anybody? You can call out anyone in the world. Who's it going to be?
Obviously, you know, I'm still going to stay on this boxer's kick. You know what I'm saying? I want Mayweather.
Yeah.
You know, after this, I want Mayweather, you know, because he was the one who talked all the trash. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I ain't got no beef right now with no MMA guys. Me and MMA is cool. But I just got beef with the, you know, the boxers that be talking trash. So, like, Perfect World, you know, I'm going to knock this dude out. You know what I'm saying? I help him up, give him a cigarette. And, you know, fight Mayweather.
That's funny.
Do you really ever think the Mayweather fight is going to happen?
No, I don't. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Like, if I keep barking up the tree, he might meet me in the street, and that'll happen there.
Nah, he won't do it. He can't get paid for it.
Yeah, he ain't fighting if he don't get a payday.
He turned down a fight over like an argument of $2.5 million. Like $17 million wasn't good enough. Needed 19.5. He ain't gonna fight you in the street where like it's like pride rules in the street, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like you never know. He might not have a choice. I might, you know what I'm saying? I might run up on him with some goons.
Ding dong.
Like you know, I run with some goons, man. You know, we might run up on him. He didn't have a choice.
I still thoroughly remember that time we was down in New Orleans.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't play.
At that bingo hall. No.
Let's hear about it. Come on. This is the time to share.
The bingo hall. The bingo hall in Houma, Louisiana.
Houma, that's where it was? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Let's
I share. Had that dude's blood all over me, and then Mario had, like, thrown that dude out of the cage.
Yeah, man, we don't play, man. We don't mess around.
Now, Shooter kind of half took one of the questions I have about whether you want to stick with Shine Fights or not. But you know, when your reign of terror against the world of boxing has finished,
when you have destroyed the Klitschko brothers.
would you like to step back into the UFC and get a run at some of the guys in there? Because your last run, you had some pretty impressive wins. Clay Guida, Jeremy Stevens, Rich Clemente. You had some pretty good wins there. And
Josh Thompson by head kick.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh man, that's Eves.
No. That was Eves, man. You got the wrong brother.
So
hey, in fact, you know what's funny is the other day I got recognized in my hometown, as being Eve Edwards.
Oh, man.
I said, what? Eve Edwards? So he's in Texas, man. So, but no, you know, honestly, with the UFC, you know, I've signed with them back in 2001, and you know, they've been good to me for all them years, and you know, they gave me plenty of opportunities. But I think, you know, probably my time with the UFC is just done now. You know, it doesn't even really interest me that much anymore. Like, everybody's like, oh, man, go to the UFC, WEC. And for me, they're the same. They're, you know, they're both owned by Zuffa, controlled by, you know, the big dogs. And for me, I'm just happy with the position I'm in now, you know, being able to do some different things, you know, fighting a guy like Mayorga. And then after this, you know, who knows who else I could fight or what else I could do, you know what I'm saying? I might get my own radio show, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
There you go.
Can always use another co-host, Dean.
And it's gonna be no. I get my own radio show.
Yeah, he gets his own.
Seven o'clock on Sundays.
We'll host it.
7 o'clock on Sundays.
Oh, you're gonna compete with us? That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
After he's done
you.
With boxing world, he's gonna take on Bare Naked Radio.
He's gonna take on. That's great.
So everybody, listen to my radio show. It starts next week.
Nice. Offer your radio show to Dean. He's not going to compete with you. He's going to take yours over.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about doing.
It's going to become Dean Thomas Naked Radio.
Wow.
Which has been done before, I assure you.
Video simulcast. Oh, man.
Oh, I love the sound of that.
Ugh. Wow, I don't even know what else to say.
I'm kind of stuck, man. Man, we just had you on. We talked nicely to you. Now you're stealing our show. Shit.
Well, you know, I'm just saying. I'm just letting y'all know what type of potential I got. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just letting y'all
know what's out there for me. You know what I mean? The producer called me a little earlier before y'all did and said if y'all keep tripping, he might give me the show.
I'm the producer, Dean.
Well, I hate to throw you under the bus like that. But you called me a couple minutes ago.
You know you did. Don't lie. Don't lie. Tell the truth, man. Come on.
And now it's that awkward stage where we're kind of out of questions, but we just don't want Dean to go away.
Well, he's already taken over the show. So I guess he's got to dismiss
exactly.
Up.
Exactly.
You know what?
Well, you know, let's take a call, Urchin. Let's take a call. See if we can take a call.
Ain't nobody calling in.
No. It's a podcast. It's pre-recorded. If somebody tried calling us when they listened to this, we'd be away.
Yeah, it's not a live
no
show.
No attention to them.
Oh,
but God. Y'all know y'all my boys, man. Y'all know y'all my boys.
Dean, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you coming on.
Hey, Dean, I've got a long history with recording and with being on the radio, so if you need a co-host for your new show, just call your old boy Shooter. I'll be there. You got my number.
I'm coming.
Man, I got your back, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I need you, I'll call you. I probably won't need you, but I'm saying, like, if I do, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, don't hold my breath. That's what I'm hearing, but all right.
I'm kind of unreliable.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, start looking for another job.
Dude. Oh.
Like being rich.
Cut me, man. Real deep.
Are you going to be at Creek any this week, Dean?
Maybe. I might go down there. I got to get my eyes done anyway. You know, I get my eye test done. So I might
go to the
Boca
Eye Bank, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man. So, I mean, I hate to give a cheap plug, but listen, if anybody ever in the Boca area, if you're just down there visiting, you got to go to the Boca Eye Center. They got the hottest chicks ever that work there.
All of them, just lining up.
Man, I was like, whoa.
And that doctor's
hot too,
right?
I just had to throw that in there. I wanted to throw that out there for you guys. If you ever... It's the hottest girls in Boca.
That doctor's hot too, right? And she's a doctor.
Yeah, dilating eyes.
Mm-hmm. Shut up, woman. Get back in the kitchen.
What? Jamie just sits here and laughs.
I just sit here and laugh at you guys.
That's a good woman. No opinion. Where's dinner?
Right.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a girl on the line.
Yeah, we have a girl on the line. Her name's Meatstick.
Yeah, hi. Hi.
Hey, what's up, baby?
If I knew that, I would have. If I knew that, I would have been spitting game 10 minutes ago.
That's why I didn't open my mouth.
My goodness.
Bad woman.
We could do the dating game again.
That's right. Shut up before Dean fills it.
Alrighty then.
Would you date this guy this week? Which anime
yeah.
stars get to sexually?
Yeah, it didn't work out so well last time.
He's not on the show now, so.
Right.
But you go, Dean. You go.
You know me?
Go get
win
it,
this
kill.
Woman.
Man, I don't know what she look like. I might be. I don't know what I'm gonna get myself into.
That's fine.
I need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to see a Facebook picture, a MySpace, something.
Oh, she's
I'm a
right.
cutie.
No, she's not bad looking, and she can sing.
She can sing.
She can sing, yeah. And she's a referee.
She can't shut the bird up.
Yeah, yeah, she got a
I
bird.
I did shut the bird up. I think I killed it. I don't know what I learned.
Bird's dead. Bird's dead. Next, we are killing animals on this. Show.
I don't know where it went. I haven't heard him since.
All I know is the fan was running, and it was just crazy, and feathers, ah!
Feathers everywhere. That's
all
okay.
Right.
Wow.
That's okay.
Well, does anyone have anything else to taunt Dean with, or get him to?
No.
I wasn't asking you.
I don't have anything to taunt him with, either.
I'm all out of inside jokes.
I already
see
where my role is going on this show is going to be the token woman.
If you know where your role is, then stick to it and stop talking.
Wow. For the record, I'm nice to you, Jamie.
No,
you are very nice to me.
I am just kidding. I have to be nice to her. I'm supposed to see her at a fight card next week, so I got to be nice.
Yes.
So hit me with her crutch.
Yeah, you better be nice to her.
I'm not on crutches anymore. I'm good. I'm going to ref in 2 weeks. I'm reffing. So.
What? How in the hell are you going to ref?
I'm not. It cracked.
Oh, it cracked. Okay.
It was it's broken, but it's a hairline fracture, so it's already almost healed. I'm just limping on it now, so I'm good.
Right. Anyway, Dean Thomas, thank you so much for coming on the show. We wish you the best of luck.
Man, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the love, man. You know what I'm saying? And when it's over with, y'all make sure y'all call me back, man. We can, you know, wrap the tapes again. You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely. After the fight, we'd love to have you back on the show to talk more about your crusade to destroy boxing.
And our show. Thank you.
And our show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I was put on this earth to do.
Destroy our show.
Destroy
your show and boxers.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dean, man. We'll be talking to you soon.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. I'll see you.
Take care, man.
Wow.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
So, I told you, man. You can go. Then you can talk.
Back.
He'd be good at radio.
Obviously.
Holy Christ.
Obviously, he just was.
Yeah. Yeah, don't say he'd be good at radio. He wants to take my show. Okay?
Nah, it won't happen.
Well, I kind of think it won't happen because he doesn't want it to happen.
And that's the only reason why. Deanie get what Deanie want.
He has all the dinero. And I got nothing, man. I got no answer for this.
Dear Lord.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on, indeed.
Talk about UFC 113. Jamie, are you going to have something to say about that, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Wow.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm like...
It's okay. Good old Uncle Scorcho. It's okay. Easy, dear. The big bad shooter won't talk anymore. He's a jerk.
He is a jerk, but that's completely unrelated.
Don't... Making fun of you. Especially with Blake Bowman. They're both jerks.
I'm kind of digging the whole Southern accent thing. I'm just kind of listening to him talk.
Okay. All right, sorry. I've missed everything since Dean hung up. What happened? No, for real.
Meatstick was just telling us that she digs your Southern accent and she likes to listen to you talk.
Man, is it that bad? Everybody's been like, is it that bad?
No, it's that good. I like it.
It's actually a lot worse on the phone. It's so clear on Skype, it hardly sounds like an accent.
Thanks.
Sure, man.
Question right. Mark. Thanks.
Scorcho, are you around?
I'm here.
All right. Have you pulled up the card?
Give me one.
Like most shows, 113. Show. Woo-ha!
Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal.
With that's having, right.
The heavy Canadian fighting legends.
Patrick Cote.
Machida and Ooh-ha.
Yeah. All right. So UFC 113, Machida versus Shogun 2, taking place at the Bell Center in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. May 8th, 2010. Starting at the bottom of the card and working our way up. Jason McDonald taking on John Slater.
Jason McDonald's back. Good.
That's right.
If he loses, good, he's out. I say McDonald.
Think?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving
what?
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm looking at it.
You know, I would really make fun of her about this, but this is actually a true life thing. I've been seated next to her at fight cards and stuff like that, where she'll just kind of stare off into space.
I do that. I'm sorry. I'm trying to focus. Take my medication. I forgot today, so.
Oh, good.
No, I'm just kidding.
Woo! Okay, what's next?
Okay, moving on. Johnny Hendricks taking on TJ Grant. Johnny Hendricks, the man who devastatingly knocked out Amir Sadala.
I don't want to hear that crap. I want
punching in the back of the head.
I want Grant to win. He probably won't, but I want him to win.
I want TJ Grant to win. For sure.
All right.
Okay. I was at what? It was 107? Was that where he
Grant won? Yeah.
Yeah, that was his last fight, right? 107?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was there. I enjoyed it. Right. I liked
it. I was there when Hendricks cheated his way to a victory over a friend of the show, Amir Sadala. So I don't like him, and I want Grant to win. Go, Grant.
All right.
Go, team, go!
Woo!
Woo! Yay!
All right, moving on.
Tim Haig.
Joey Beltran taking on Tim Haig.
Ooh. Joey.
All right. I'm going Tim Haig.
Really?
No, I'm lying. What?
Wow.
Question me?
Harsh.
Damn. Hmm. Question everything I say. Hi, how you doing today? Really? Why are you asking me these questions?
There's some
Mexicutioner.
Animosity here. The Mexicutioner.
Right.
That'll be your nickname next week, Jamie.
Sweet.
No more meat stick. Now she's
the Mexicutioner, Jamie Lang.
Mexicutioner.
Do you have any Spanish blood in you whatsoever? Anything like that?
Not lately.
What?
Oh. No, I do not. I do not.
You habitually, what, get blood transfusions from Mexicans?
Yeah, it was kind of a long shot, but I thought I'd play it, and it worked, so.
It did.
How long would you say?
Moving right along.
All right, fine. I can tell when I'm being shut down.
Yoshida and Gaiman.
Crap, she just took Scorcho's job. Yes.
She can have
sorry.
Yoshiyuki Yoshida and Mike Gaiman.
Yoshida, I just like his name.
Yoshiyuki Yoshida because I like Shudo.
I'm going to go with Yoshida because I think he'll beat Gaiman.
He's quick
because he's little and his eyes are weird shaped. Right?
Yeah.
The color of yellow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rice-eating mama-san.
How could anyone find that offensive?
I don't know. I meant it as a compliment.
Those of you who don't know or don't follow Blake on Facebook, and what's wrong with you people, by the way, Blake made a single comment about a rice-eating mama-san, and apparently some people took it wrong or got offended by it, whatever.
So. Yeah, I don't get that.
Blake, I referred to her as my rice eating. I mean, I showed ownership.
Yeah. Oh, well, what's the problem then?
Yeah, really. I don't get it.
I mean, ownership. She's a woman. That's what she's for, is to be owned by men.
Right.
Oh, and you agree. Way to speak out for your gender, meat stick.
Well, that's what that's the plan, is to let you think that. Okay. So.
Yeah, you fooled us.
Yes, it's worked so far.
You know we have the upper hand.
Wow.
Misogynist radio.
We hold the power.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Sure, if you say so. Moving on.
Marcus Davis taking on Jonathan the Road Warrior Goulet. Hero.
Irish hand grenade.
Yeah, they can call him that in Montreal, right? It's only in, like, whenever they do the Belfast shows that they can't say his name. It's all like, it's like, Sir Punch-a-Lot, Marcus Davis. We don't want to piss anybody off or anything.
Sir Punch-a-Lot, yeah.
Punch-a-Lot.
Toes call him the Irish hand grenade because we know that here that might be
offensive.
A bit controversial.
I'm going to go with Marcus because I'm Irish, he's Irish.
You're not, you're American, and he's American.
You're as Irish as a Taco Bell, dear. I can hear it in your voice.
Nice pick.
I got Irish. I got Irish.
Okay. Shooter.
My grandparents were Irish. I'm Alabamian.
Oh.
I'm Ohioan.
We're our own country.
Michigander.
Michigander.
I'm a troll. I live under the bridge.
Well, we just got done telling Dean you were hot, too. Damn it. You made us liars.
You didn't tell him I was hot. You said I was all right.
Well, she's all right, man. I mean,
if I was drunk, you know.
Yeah.
If Scorcho was drunk, I might sleep with you. I don't know.
Shooter, I'm so drunk right now, man.
Oh, man. I got to call Jamie. Okay. All right. I'm going with Davis. Despite, by the way, because Goulet almost never went. So.
Oh, he's fighting Goulet?
Yeah.
He'll find a way to drop it.
Tom the Filthy Mahler Lawler taking on Joe Dirksen. They dusted the mothballs off of Dirksen and gave him another shot.
I'm going to pick Dirksen Dirksen to look awesome for the entire fight until something goes wrong and he loses. That seems to be the president. He said it. President?
President. He's the president of
that. That seems to be the Obama that he set to this point.
I'm going to go with Lawler by really funny entrance.
Oh, that's bold.
Because those usually don't win.
That's true, they don't.
That's true. Mayhem, Gono. The more creative you are with your entrance, the less likely you are to win. Unless
Carlos
you're Genki Tsuda.
Pro wigs.
Yeah.
Mayhem got a good, pretty good
record. Dos Caras Jr.
Unless you're Genki Tsuda, in which your entrance is like a Broadway musical or whatever.
Octopus Prime.
Theater.
I know. That's why it's a Broadway musical. It's like coming out to a version of The Lion King.
On ice.
It's incredible.
Did you play King of the Cage here in April? Dirksen?
Was he?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Then he's tuned up for Filthy Tom.
Yeah.
It's in April, yep. Beat Chad Herrick by split decision.
Yeah.
Welcome to UFC.
Dude, you're such an elitist hater.
Nah, I'm going Tom Lawler here.
I got the next one. Alan Belcher versus Patrick the Predator Cote.
The Talent, the worst nickname in MMA.
Oh, no, it's not.
The Talent, I'm talented.
Cheesesteak is far worse.
Cheesesteak is the best nickname.
Christmas is pretty bad.
Christmas is amazing.
Nothing's better than the White Smoky Devil.
Smoky
White.
Thank you.
You never had them announce you as that, and I'm very upset at that, Blake.
I'm sorry.
He's got the best entrance song, though. Gotta dig that. And if you don't know what it is, it's because you haven't watched Blake's fights, so you're not a fan. So shut your face. All right. I'm picking Belcher. The Talent will beat the Predator, in my opinion.
I think Belcher will get it.
Until Patrick Cote grows a mustache like the real Predator, he's not going to win.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my Don Fry.
I got
it. No, we got it.
Oh, I knew you got it, Blake.
First I was a little confused because it's like, wait, Predator was an alien. I don't get that.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden I realized, yeah, you didn't mean the alien Predator because he had dreadlocks, not a mustache.
Get it? Because it's your dog.
I'm going with Cote here.
You know what's funny is that we run down these fights basically every week, and we tell everybody who we think is going to win like anyone really cares.
No, what's even funnier than that is that a week later I'm watching these fights and going, who did I pick to win this?
Wait a minute. Ooh.
I never, ever remember who I picked to win these fights.
I always write them
down.
Two.
It's like, I don't remember who I picked to win this fight.
Because I have to do something to earn my spot here on the Dean Thomas Radio Network. I feel I need to
DNN.
Right, I need to write down who the winners are, who we picked to win. So, all right.
It's just Shooter sitting in his... shooting in this den all alone, and be like, "Hi, Pete Scorcho!"
Woohoo! I'll text Blake right now and tell him he won, and then Blake will text me back. Who is this? What? What do you want?
So high right now.
I'm gonna call Jamie. Oh wait, I can't. She lost her phone.
Speaking of being high, Kevin Kimbo Slice Ferguson taking on Matt Meathead, not to be confused with Meatstick Mitrione.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna pull the Derek Kenny here and say, well, you know, Kevin Ferguson is 4-1. And I've done a really computerized breakdown of his wins, including times the referee helped him to 1-0. That being said, I don't think Kimbo's going to withstand Mitrione, who I believe probably has better cardio, and Mitrione will win this fight by TKO. There, that's... You don't have to ask Blake. Blake's going to say Kimbo, man. Kimbo's ATT.
I know, but I want his analysis of the fight.
Oh, all right. Sorry. My bad.
We asked Dean Thomas if we thought he was going to win his fight. His opinion is biased as well.
Oh, jackass. You asked Dean Thomas if he thought he was going to win his fight. I didn't ask him that.
And then after I get done with that, I'm going to box that nigga up in a boxing match.
That was hilarious.
Then I'm going to give him a cigarette.
I mean, just once I want a fighter to come out and say,
how do you know about Howard?
Oh, I'm going to lose. Yeah, how do you know about Howard? Who is this?
You follow me around?
So, Bowman, who's going to win, Kimbo or Matt Mitrione?
I'm not going to lie. All I've seen of Mitrione is like the opening credits to the show when I didn't turn it off spike fast enough.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Wait, he fought. On the finale, who'd he fight? He won on the finale, right? He beat the guy that didn't want to be there. That was just like looking for a way out of the fight, right?
Yep. I can't remember his name, but yeah, he beat him.
He was like looking for a way out of the fight, and then the bell rang to end the
second. Oh, it's Marcus Jones.
I don't know. Yeah,
big
but like
baby.
The bell rang.
The big Irish baby, not to be confused with Marcus Davis.
That's right. Big
Irish. The black grenade.
Black lightning. Eat lightning bolts, chump.
Marcus Davis, the black lightning grenade man.
It was Marcus Jones.
He didn't look too bad in that fight.
No, he really did, surprisingly.
I mean, that's the only fight of his I've seen.
Okay, so you're 1-0 and you're on the main, and you're on the main card of the UFC. Nice.
Yep.
So I mean,
hey, work for Brock Lesnar. I
mean, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Stick.
Ouch.
Mm.
Stick. Hello.
Kimbo has built upon his ground game since the last fight. Mm-hmm. It is better than it was when he fought Houston, and he puts in hard workouts. So maybe he won't be as gassed this time. Who knows? I mean. That may just be the overwhelming octagon shock or whatever, but he looks to be in pretty good shape, and he is working his ground game a lot this time, not just with like me and Cole, like he's working with some of the real like world champion black belt instructors. So as opposed to people who are perfect body doubles for
right.
Houston Alexander,
yes.
I believe.
I always get you two confused.
Yeah, I look at Houston and you, and I'm like, wow.
It's like Dean and Eve Edwards.
Well, I'll make it easier on you. I don't shave my head.
Oh, all right.
That's the way that you can tell me from Houston.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And you don't have 5 children?
No problem.
That we know of.
Don't.
Only.
No, I don't. I know that I don't.
I know that I don't. No more than 3.
Thanks.
No more than one.
All right. Let's try this again. Stick.
Yes.
Who's going to win the fight?
Huh?
Oh, I'm gonna go with Kimbo. He's got a good stand-up. I don't know.
Weird.
He's got a good stand-up.
He's got a good beard.
Yeah, that's a nice beard he's got going on. Yeah.
He shaves his chest hair that's in an what... arrow. Makes him cool.
It's like half his chest hair.
All right.
I'm definitely going with Kimbo.
That's five.
Okay. Scorcho, who you got? Oh, now you call her a Democrat. Wow.
I'm going to go with Meathead.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, he's got decent stand-up. He's got a pretty hard chin, and, I mean, they both don't have the best gas tanks, but I just, I don't know. Mitrione has been surprising people, and I think he's going to surprise again.
Hmm. Yeah. Alrighty.
Moving on.
Well, it's not the main event.
No, it's not the main event.
Sam Stout taking on Jeremy Stephens.
Ooh.
It's a good fight.
Yeah, it is a good fight.
That's a really good fight with Sam Stout coming off in what I consider to be the best fight of his career against Lausanne. He looked awesome in that fight.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
He looked awesome. That was the first time where he wasn't coming out bad combinations and hoping that they all landed. He looked really good against Joe, who's a tough, tough fighter. So, and Jeremy Stephens is only tough. See, he seems to lack the skill set, but he's always able to make it into more of a dirty fight than it should be, which is what he thrives on. But I think that Stout's going to be able to really control this fight. Were you asking me? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think
that Stout's going to be able to keep this fight technical and not just this, like, blood and guts rolling around on the floor kind of mean fight that Stevens can beat better guys in. I think that he's going to put on a stand-up clinic.
Mm-hmm.
He being Stout.
Stout, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian.
Yeah, not John Stout.
Right. Not Stout Ale.
Not a little teapot, Stout. Short and stout.
Boo.
No.
Here's a sandal. Here's a spout.
Boo.
Oh, don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Hey, Josh Koscheck's got a fight coming up.
He does, against Paul Semtex Daily.
Daily, yep.
Woo!
Go. Koscheck all the way.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of both guys.
Shooter's a big fan of Koscheck, I know. But
yeah, I'm a huge Koscheck fan.
I am. No sarcasm.
Hey, I respect his skills. I think he's gotten a lot better. I still think the guy's a tool bag. But that being said, being a tool bag does not necessarily win or lose you fights. I'm a big fan of Daly, but I still think Koscheck's... What?
I said, unless you're Ken Shamrock.
Right.
Ben being a tool bag loses you fights.
Yeah. That being said...
Take that, living death.
Into a living death. Oh, stop punching me about the head and neck. Okay. Sparked! Anyway, Paul Daly, fantastic fighter, definite up-and-comer. I still think Koscheck is going to find a way to win this one, surprise everybody with like a standing knockout, which is really going to be surprising because I think Daly's a far better striker, but Koscheck just keeps evolving. So I'm going with Kos.
Yeah. He's got that cool accent.
All the way from England, I told you I'm the best.
Right.
Meatstick has gone Koscheck all the way.
He's going Koscheck. Yep. Bowman.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, I didn't pick. You know, I kind of want to reference the Jake Shields Daly fight, but Koscheck is a so much better version of Shields, and Daly's so much better now since that fight. I'm a big fan of both guys. I follow both guys pretty closely. I don't really know. I think that Koscheck showed a lot about his standing resilience whenever he fought the super heavyweight that cuts to 170 named Anthony Johnson, and who probably is the hardest hitter in the division too. With Daly trying to make that claim, I don't think that he actually is a legitimately all around harder hitter than Anthony Johnson, but he does. He does have that ability to wade in and get that one punch as opposed to just stand out and throw the long strikes. Man, I don't know. This is an interesting fight, you know? So I'm not going to pick a winner. Is that fair? Can I do that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Oops, Stain.
All right, cool. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and give everybody a preview of the opening seconds of this fight via a commentator's perspective. Mike Goldberg and Joe Rogan here for Josh Koscheck and Paul Daly, and we are underway. Josh Koscheck and Paul Daly come out, they touch gloves. Oh, Josh Koscheck immediately takes him down. That's going to be Koscheck's just going to, you know, he's saying he's going to stand with Semtex. He's not going to. He's going to take him down. He's going to work his wrestling game, which he should, because I don't know how you think Koscheck's going to beat Daly in stand-up shooter. I just don't see that happening.
And there was no possible way Manny could ever beat Mike Brown.
I never said that.
Shut up.
Hey, I'm not making fun, man.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying I just don't see that happening, and there's been no evidence to think that Koscheck usually doesn't end up beating superior strikers on the feet. He'll beat, you know, good grapplers or okay strikers on the feet at times, but you know, he went against Thiago Alves and got mauled. You know,
everyone does.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, anytime he runs into a superior striker, he either gets him to the ground and works his game down there, or he gets destroyed. I think the former is going to happen. He's going to be able to get Daly down to the ground. We saw it with Shields that's really Semtex's weak point. And while he has improved in leaps and bounds since that fight, he really hasn't gone against anybody who's really tried to get it to the ground, just because, if for no other reason, he's been rushing them and, you know, just imposing his will in the get-go. I don't think he'll be able to do that with Koscheck, so I'm going to go with Koscheck with the decision here. Sorry.
Okay. Is there one more fight?
Yes, there is. The Pride of Canada, Lyoto Machida, taking on the other Pride of Canada, Mauricio Shogun.
The Pride of France.
Really?
It's a French-Canadian pronoun.
No, not really.
I know.
It's like, really?
No, I was kidding.
No. Oh, come on. You didn't know. Not you were that. Fooled.
Lyoto Machida? I know he's not Canadian.
He didn't know
he's
Mauricio
not from Canada.
Okay, so
Canada.
Obviously this fight, the first time around, was one of the most controversial fights in recent memory. A lot of people had Shogun winning that fight. However, Machida ended up winning a close, razor-thin decision.
Yeah.
How's this one go?
Somebody else answer before me.
What?
Meat stick, who's going to win?
Ooh, I'm going to go with the dragon.
You're going to go
on this one. Machida. Machida for sure.
Any reason? Or just...
It's hard to explain. He's very technical, and I don't know. I think he's going to take him down and submit him.
You think he's going to submit the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu just a black belt? Okay.
I do.
Fair enough.
It could happen with his karate.
Yes.
Both black belts.
That's what, hey, like I said, Lyoto Machida destroyed my Xbox 360 this past week, so I would not put anything past the man.
You didn't tell anyone that story.
Oh, no, I didn't tell the story of how Lyoto Machida destroyed my 360, because, yes, I was playing the UFC Undisputed 2010 demo, and I was Lyoto Machida, and I was playing against Rampage. And I threw Lyoto Machida's devastating straight karate punch, knocked out Rampage, and then almost instantly red-ringed my Xbox 360.
Whoa.
Yep. So put
Lyoto Machida's a bad man.
On the dragon. If he can destroy my 360 through knocking out Rampage... I nothing past him. I think he's gonna win this one. All your money on the dragon for this one.
Yep.
Okay.
Bowman, how do you think it's going?
I'm gonna go with Machida, much to my dismay. Whenever you go out there, you execute the best, the perfect game plan, and you fight the best fight of your life, and you champion. You stand in the middle of the cage, and you see him with his head hanging down, his eye blacked, his lip busted, bleeding from his nose, and then they take that away from you. It does something to you mentally. And you have to say to yourself, I just whooped his ass and fought the perfect game plan, and that wasn't enough, so I don't know what else I can do to beat him. And I know he's training hard, he's taking the fight seriously, but that has to play some kind of something in his head to which – and then Machida goes, man, you know, maybe I got lucky, maybe I didn't, but now I know what this guy's going to bring to the table. So mm-hmm. I really think that robbery is going to play a lot longer retribution than just the last fight. I think it's going to have some retribution, reverberation. I don't know. Who cares what I'm trying to say? Fucking high. I think it's really gonna affect this fight more than people would like to admit. I'll fix it. Immediate rematch doesn't fix anything.
Immediate rematch a year later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't fix anything. But you know, on the other hand, Shogun can kind of say, "Well, I've been in here. I've seen what this unbeatable man can really do, and I've taken what he has, and I walked away from it." But then he has to then say, "I took the best he has. I gave the best I had, and for whatever reason, no one cared what I had." So he has to be going in there thinking, "I've got to finish him, but I couldn't finish him last time, hitting him as hard as I could." So I think that the mental advantage definitely goes towards Machida, and a guy that has his style and his overall aura and self-presentation, the mental advantage is huge. So as much as I would love to see Shogun win the fight, I think that the tables are turned towards Machida now.
Fair enough.
Keep that winning streak going.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't even got to win the fight. Just keep it going.
Shooter, how do you see this one going?
Honestly, I'm going to echo some of Blake's sentiments. I think Machida's a smart enough competitor and enough of a student of the game that, yeah, whatever expectations he may have had going into the last fight, I have to believe he knows what the true outcome was. That being said, I don't think he's going to be surprised, and this is a case where we're going to have to see if he can adjust his game to counter. Shogun's gone on record saying he's not going to change anything. He's just going to be a little bit more voracious. That's right, I said voracious. He's going to push ahead harder and, go for the kill. That being said, I think Machida's going to be prepared and have an answer for it. It doesn't really matter. I mean, as great as this fight is, I'm sure will be, they're going to have a third one. Bet on it right now. It will happen. Because yeah. if by some happenstance, let's say Hua wins this one, then they'll go, oh, they need the rubber match. And somehow if Shogun's like, doesn't win this one, they'd be like, well, I did win the first one.
Yeah.
So, I did win the first one. You guys didn't recognize it, but I won it. So that's just the way I see it.
Sort of.
Well, would you care to... What do you mean, sort of?
Well, barely won it. I mean, well.
Well, no. Truthfully, I don't think he did win. And yeah. For me to say that, that's a lot. But I really don't. I mean, there's a lot of times I'm like, well, you leave it in the hands of the judges. I think, in my personal opinion, and this is just my opinion, Machida clearly lost that last fight.
Yeah.
Shogun won all aspects of it. It was close. And both fighters showed a lot of heart. But I couldn't understand at all how anybody had Machida winning. That being said, I think he's going to make the kind of changes in his game that are necessary for him to go ahead and definitively win this one.
Yeah, I agree with that one. I think Machida got a gift in the last one, not so much in the decision, although some people would argue that, but at least the fact that now he has a chance to do this all over again and know his opponent. Going into this fight, Shogun was still kind of a question mark. Yeah, he had a devastating performance over Chuck Liddell, but his first couple fights in the UFC were very lackluster, and I think Machida might have underestimated Shogun a little bit. This time he will not make that mistake. And I think he's going to use this opportunity for the rematch to fix the things that were wrong in the last one. And I don't know if he'll be able to finish Shogun, but I think he will get the win. Even if it's just a matter of him playing it safer this time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
So there.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah!
And I pick Imanari by heel hook.
No, that's Eve Edwards. All right. Well,
Wait, no, a couple more things I just wanted to mention while we're rolling here. We got like 3 or 4 minutes left to kill. Marius Puchinowski.
The Pudge.
He is saying, Brock who?
Wow.
Of course he is. Brock Lesnar. He'll beat the living shit out of you. Next.
Marius Puchinowski.
Let me introduce myself.
He's got 2 fights coming up, one against Tim the Maniac Silva and one against somebody else.
Silvia, don't confuse him with the Brazilians that can fight.
Didn't I say Silva? Did I say Silva?
You said Silva.
I'm sorry. The Brazilians who can fight. I was
Joe
thinking
Silvia
of Vanderbilt.
Just texted me.
The maniac. Anyway, Pujanowski says Brock has no real claim. They said everyone thinks Brock is so great, but no one's giving Pujanowski the respect he deserves. What has Brock ever done that's so wonderful?
Won the UFC title, defeated Randy Couture, defeated Frank Mir twice. No, well, once. But
well, he was talking about his pre-fighting career. He says now that
he ain't never lifted no beer kegs.
Yeah, exactly.
NCAA champion.
Yeah, but he didn't put stones on a wall, did he?
Yeah. He never carried around a car in his
shirt. Well, then why don't you grab Brock Lesnar around the waist and pick him up and set him atop a pedestal while you're on a timer while he proceeds to smash your face in.
Also want to go ahead and give a big shout-out to our friends at FightMichigan.com. Appreciate your support and friendship. Hopefully we'll be running into you in the near future. And I'm not sure if it's next week or the week after, but Shannon from Fight Michigan will be joining the show.
Awesome.
Yep. One of our good friends who was around when you bailed on us, dude. I mean, we're on assignment in Japan.
Hmm. No, actually, the name... It cut out when you said her name, so he might have just not heard.
Oh, okay, see? Yeah, I was being a dick. I was being a dick. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's Bowman's job.
FightMichigan.com.
And then I didn't hear it because you were talking over each other. That's fine.
That's fine. It doesn't matter.
That's fine. Some broad from Michigan.
Wow.
Yet another one. Yet another Michigan broad. Just pick them up.
Dean Thomas's war against boxing and Blake Bowman's war against women from Michigan.
They started it.
They fired the first shot.
Okay. They started it. No means no, my ass.
Okay. Before we get into another domestic
dispute. I'm not defending them while I'm laughing, sorry.
I think we're going to be wrapping this show up. Be sure to join us next week, where I believe the move to Unfiltered MMA will be complete, so you can check us out at unfilteredmma.com. Actually, it was ringsradio.unfilteredmma.com is going to be our official website. That's the URL. If you go to rearnakedradio.net, we will still direct you over to that, and also we...
Or ringsradio.com.
Go over to ringsradio.com, and you can find us there as well. We will
be on my Facebook page. It's ringsradio.com. I'm not typing all that other crap. Ringsradio.com.
There we go.
And, thanks, man. Also, once again, much love to Ground & Pound Promotions, our new sponsor, groundandpoundusa.com. Go check them out.
Take them down and punch them.
Yes.
Punch about the head and neck. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Blake. Thank you, Meat Stick.
Yes, thank you, Blake. Thank you, Meat Stick. Thanks, everyone out there, for listening. We've been getting quite a few new fans in the past few weeks, so we'd like to hear from you guys.
Because I've been gone.
That's right. Drop us a line at...
our number's going to drop.
They're probably women.
I came in and just laughed at everything. So.
Exactly. I was gone, and you have some skirt on here. Those are women fans you've been adding.
That's right.
Hey, fans are fans, man.
Don't worry. I'll level it out.
Okay.
I've come to return balance to the force.
Drop us a line and send your Blake Bowman hate mail to ringsmma@gmail.com.
Care of Blake Bowman.
Yes.
Typing as we speak.
Facebook.com/Bowman.Blake.
Thanks.
Right there.
Thank you for joining us.
Twitter.com/ATTBlake. Shut up.
A bitch? This is our part of the show. Check us out, ringsradio.com next week. Over on Unfolded MMA. We'll be saying this again for a while, have stuff up on the site. Thank you for joining us, guys. See everybody next week.